It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 677.
Happy Monday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? Happy Easter Monday.
I want to know, how's your underarm hair going?
Oh, yeah, it's smooth. It's smooth, and I think it's less smelly.
Really?
Like, I think it is.
Could we do a blind test? Could we get either Bodie or Amy just to, you could provide them with two hands or two fingers?
Yeah, I'll give, I haven't put deodorant on today because I wanted to test it tonight.
Oh, you cheeky dog. Sounds like you in the office, guys. Didn't put deodorant on today.
And so, so tonight, this afternoon, just give it a full sort of 12-hour day of just sitting around the house where I'm just sweating. But it does. It feels kind of nice. I don't mind having no underarm hair.
It's pretty, not prickly
it's so
yet.
It's redundant. What the hell's underarm hair for? What's hair for? I mean, hair's to keep you warm,
keep you warm, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the hair Josh and I have on our backs is excessive. So
could get rid of it.
That's just cruel, Mother Nature.
I used a hair mask last night.
Hair mask?
Did you?
How do you mask your hair? Like it?
So it's just a... it apparently replaces conditioner. And it's one of those what is it called? A Bondi Boost products. You know, Bree got the whole kit.
Yeah.
To sort of save my hair during sort of this time.
Oh my God! I saw a guy in LA who had a, like, it looked like a helmet, and then he lifted it up and it had ultraviolet or light, some kind of light underneath it that was going down onto his scalp. And he said,
"Really?
You know, we'll try anything to save this." And he's like, "He's a really." Well, yeah, he's a really attractive dude who's, you know, just obviously going bald, and he's thinking, fuck, this is 60% of my attraction is my hair and I need it. Really? So I understand.
Do you remember if the light was red?
It might, maybe red.
Because there's meant to be like
it was either red or blue. It was red or blue.
Just meant to help. Yeah, okay.
It was, yeah. Then maybe it was. Red or blue.
George, what's your...
Did the hair mask work, Josh?
So it did something. Like, my hair felt very voluminous this morning.
Okay.
That's good. George, what deodorant do you use? What type?
It's just a Nivea roll-on. I don't use the spray-on. Speaking of BO, though, I've changed my setup here in the office. Mm-hmm. And because I wanted to use the window as lighting, not your lights. They're great, okay. But they make me look too warm with this webcam. Mm-hmm. And I moved the curtains. I reckon they're stained with some BO smell.
Really?
Well, you know who that has to be Seb.
That's so annoying because that's me down there. Yeah.
As soon as I moved, I thought, whoa, what is that?
No, sorry.
What
sorry,
does it smell
George,
like?
To be fair, we got those from... We got these from some random dude's joint who, you know, had converted his house into a store. Yeah, but they did have a smell. They did have a smell. They smelt like they're probably from China. They've probably just been pushed out of some
right,
factory
Trump.
With God knows what.
It's very like a damp,
God knows what.
Damp, dank they, smell. It's
they
quite
could
a dark
be the start.
Room.
They don't smell great. It was they were a fun.
I think
funny
it's actually yeah. I don't think it's to do with it coming from China. I think it has to do with the material that's used. The
I was just saying where they came from. It's just fucking just some big factory in China. I'm sure they're using some material that's a bit random, and it's like, you know, some plastic or some shit, and it's been mass produced. What's wrong with that?
No, they're great.
What's wrong with that? I did see, I see what you're trying to push towards, but it's Trump calling the virus China's virus. I did see a guy talk about this stuff, and it's like the Spanish flu came from Spain. And so I'm not defending Trump calling it the Chinese virus, but I wonder if in the future it will be something that will be, you know, the origin of the virus is what it's called, why it's called that. Yeah, it's interesting.
Sevs.
Spanish flu.
What did I say? I said
like the Spanish flu, yeah. Yeah. But I see where you're trying to get me, Josh.
No, I wasn't trying to get you. But I just think I think it's got more to do with like the actual material. I don't know if... But I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying where it's manufactured. You get heaps of shit out of China that is made of random stuff. And so why does it smell? Because it's fucking made of random shit.
It could
shit.
Be me. I'm just guessing it's the curtain.
Nah, it's not you. Do you know the thing about you, George? I asked you if you had any deodorant and you offered up your roll-on. I thought that was courageous. Really?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so are you still shaking hands nowadays, George, as well?
Oh, yeah.
That was that was pre-lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for anyone to offer chewing gum these days or even deodorant, roll-on, no thank you.
Yeah, absolutely not. Sevs.
It's the closest thing to sharing milk. I don't want to share milk with people.
No dairy.
Nor roll-on.
Get your own milkshake. Hey Sevs, the comedy, the comedy review, watching a movie and giving us a review. How are you going with it?
Yeah, good. I'm gonna actually have to build in like a movie a night or every second night or whatever to to keep up with this. But yeah, Grace and I watched Step Brothers last night. It was the first time I've seen the movie.
Okay. That's heaven.
Can you treat this a little bit more like a review? This is sort of too casual.
Okay.
Just sort of set it up. What happened? Who were the characters?
Oh, man, I can't even remember the characters. Will Ferrell plays... what's his name?
One of the brothers.
I can't remember the other blokes. One of the brothers. And then John C. Reilly plays the other stepbrother.
Riley.
Okay, there you go.
We're not just going to accept you reading shit off IMDb if that's what
you're
going to do.
No, but I thought... I mean, it's sort of that dumb humor that everyone finds funny, like a lot of fart jokes, a lot of dick and ball jokes.
When you say everyone, it sounds like it's sort of a bit below you. You don't find it funny?
A bit below me? No, I find it funny as well. Everyone enjoys it. I enjoy it.
Okay. Was it your sense of humor? Like, could you relate being a brother?
Well, no, I didn't put my balls on a drum kit, so...
It was a guitar, wasn't it?
Did you, no, did you put
kit.
Your balls...
No, as in your balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you put your balls on anything?
So
did you ever do any ball-related humour as a child?
No. I think me and my brothers were pretty dialed in. The only fight that I've had was with my older brother, Sam, and because I used to punch and hit him a while ago, and he never hit back. And then this one time he decided to hit back, and then let's get the shit out of me. So
he never did it again.
Yeah.
And so what do you think? Yeah, give us like, what's the plot? I can't even remember.
What's the plot? Well, so, I mean, the two parents get married and they move in together, and they both have kids that live at home with them, and so they come together and they all live in the same house, and at first they don't like each other, but then as they meet the rest of the family, they realize that they have a lot more in common, and they start to like each other and get up to all sorts of like, yeah, just dumb stuff.
Mischief.
Yeah, but the kids are 40. Can I just say that?
Yeah. 40, don't have jobs, live at home, don't do anything. I liked it. It was a good movie. It was funny.
This is starting to sound like the potential of you in 10 years' time. Just still at home with your brothers. There could be. It's never too late for the ball stuff to start happening around the house. I love the bit where one of them jumps on the bunk bed and it falls through onto the other one.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. The car scene, I get the car scene reference now.
Oh, so it was Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another sentence that everyone refers to all the time that I finally understood now, but I can't remember what it is.
Were you using my drum kit one? It's like you're sweating or whatever. Now I was watching Cops. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mason, it's the Catalina wine mixer. There's like, have you, that part yeah. about. That's, a
yeah,
lot of
yeah,
people
the
have
end.
Referred to that shit in pop culture. I mean, this is, when was that, when did that film come out? 2009?
Yeah. 2009,
that's a long time ago. But there's nothing better than when you haven't seen a movie that was great. I wish I could forget movies and then watch them again.
Mm-hmm.
Like actually just sort of, I love it when you're seeing a movie again that you think you haven't watched, but then you realize you had, but you've forgotten most of it. I wish there was some tablet you could take so you could watch. Like I remember when I watched Taken for the first time. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was just, we didn't have any sort of idea of what it was going to be like, and we're just like, this is the best thing I've ever fucking seen.
I just find movies can be quite annoying though, like things, scenes where the characters are doing stuff that you have to sort of remove your suspend disbelief. Like we, Brie and I watched The Father's Bride, I think it's called, the Father's Bride or something like that. It's got Steve Martin in it. I like Steve Martin as an actor, so I said, yeah, sure, let's watch it. And there was just a few scenes where it was a bit silly, and I'm like, well, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen Step Brothers, Josh?
Yeah,
super silly. Like, I mean, if you're watching anything about of Will Ferrell, he's so silly. Like Elf is the silliest thing ever. But I think, movies aren't real. They're not docos. So it's you can give him a bit of slack.
Shannon says Father of the Bride. What did I say? I think I said that, didn't I?
Can't remember. Something Grace like has got the reference though. Y'all don't say that.
Y'all don't say Y'all that. Don't.
Oh yeah.
We just become best friends.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a good one.
lots of good lines out of films.
And so, TJ, are you doing anything different with it being the long weekend?
I mean, other than just spending most of my time, like I said yesterday, which has continued, is fending Bodhi off from the chocolate. Last night, I heard Bodhi had run upstairs, and I went up to go into our room. He's locked our door. So he's worked out how to lock our door from the inside. And then I went in, and he's worked out how to get the remote, turn on Netflix, and he turned on Catboy, and he's in bed by himself. And I said, what? I was so impressed, but also a little bit annoyed, but more impressed, because I said, why did you lock the door? And I was really hoping that he was like, yeah, so that you guys couldn't come in so I could watch Netflix. And he basically said that. I was like, that's clever. I'm going to pay that, but I'm annoyed.
It's like the Will Ferrell, the Anchorman. You ate the whole wheel of cheese? I'm not annoyed. I'm just impressed. George, you know that reference, don't you?
And then this morning,
can't remember the
Josh, reference. I went into Bodhi's room, and he's lying in bed, and he's got probably 15 chocolates, and he's just in bed eating chocolate. Mm. This is before
breakfast. Is he still shitting his pants?
No, he doesn't shit his pants anymore. He's pretty much toilet trained. He pissed himself last night, but he was on the way to go to the toilet and got distracted. And I would piss myself if that was the case. Yeah, like if I got a phone call and I was walking to the toilet, I'd probably piss myself.
I feel like you would be thriving in stopping him from eating the chocolate. It sounds like the edibles all over again. You hiding shit, fucking fights around where you've hidden it.
Yeah, I mean, that experience was like I was dealing with a three-year-old who was blowing up that he didn't have more chocolate. It was almost the same, but they were gummies. It's hard. It's so annoying because he doesn't get it. He just wants sugar. Just wants it.
Where did you keep the chocolate? How did he find it?
He came down, got a chair. I hear this dragging a chair across the ground. Gets up into the pantry, and so he can't get to the height of the fridge, and there's chocolate up there. But yeah, it's no good, boys. It's no good.
So better hiding? You're not open to sort of harder hiding positions?
Oh, I mean, I didn't think you'd go this hard. So now I just have to put it up high and you won't be able to get it. So, yeah, it is. I just need a better hiding spot.
And so are you watching Netflix or something, or is this literally your weekend?
Me? Yeah. What does it involve? Last night, what did we do? We just went for lots of walks trying to get him out. We just went to explore in Warrandyte, which is a nice, like along the Yarra River.
What's going on in Warrandyte?
Oh, not much. Not much. Just
I think that's where the ducks were, potentially.
Kookaburras.
No, you didn't go to Warrandyte, did you?
Unless you walked 20k, 30k.
It's like a 15, 20 minute drive.
It was very, it felt very suburban where I ended up. Like,
did you just walk from your place though?
Yeah. It wouldn't have been Warrandyte. Yeah, Warrandyte is it Knox, isn't it? Is that near where I used to live?
It's on the Yarra River. It's further up. It's Templestowe, Warrandyte.
It's like Doncaster. You go through Doncaster or whatever, Eltham? And past like Aqualink or
in your alpha.
Yeah, I found some good spots. There's lots of birds out there. You'd actually thrive. There was a bird pecking it into this big sort of hollowed tree that was a cockatoo. Yeah, you needed a long.
You went to Clifton Hill, Josh.
Thank you.
yeah, but that's just walking. Just lots of walks. Had a fire last night again. That was nice. How's that?
Because Amy was pushing back on the fire. Is she back on board?
I mean, she doesn't do anything for the fire. I just do the fire. But I think I like the fire more than Amy likes the fire. And I'm trying to get Bodie around the fire. But usually to do that, it requires some screen. He even knows. Get the tablet. Get the tablet.
Oh, so he need like, I thought you meant like a fire screen, like a shield. You mean?
Oh, like no. Like a legit, like we were watching monster trucks on my phone. And he watched that video that Ramble Campbell made about 70 times. And he loves the bit where it says Bodie. And he just loses it.
And so
it's very cute.
When he's using the screens more, does he then, at the other end of that, when the screens are gone, is he more feral?
Oh, yeah. It's, mate, there is nothing good about Easter weekend for a child. It's just like chocolate. And then if they are watching TV... Mm-hmm. It's a slippery slope. But no, you try and balance it with out and about walking.
Does he ever have days where he has no screen time during a whole day?
Yeah, most weekdays.
Oh, that's good.
Like he's not allowed any screen at night during the week. Like he's never watching Netflix. Like he comes in now.
Nothing after 10 p.m.
comes in and tells us off. Like last night, put him to bed and came in was saying, "Don't you know you're not allowed to watch a movie," and he was trying to tell us to turn off the movie.
What'd you say to him? I know what I'd say.
What would you say?
I'd say fuck off, go to bed. What did you say?
Go back to sleep. It's just I don't delve into it.
Yeah,
he's just they just do what you like. If we tell him not to do it, he's telling us not to do it. But I've got another saying and origin word for the day.
Oh,
so the saying is, which is what I did with Bodie, caught red-handed. Anyone know what? How
blood on your hands.
Blood
on your hands.
Okay, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good one, George.
I think that back in the day they used to use a red ink within the context of money. I think that banks and stuff had this ink, and so. If you would steal it, there would be an ink bomb or something similar that would go off. And so it was very hard to get off. And so you'd be caught red-handed.
Yeah. I think they've still got those ink bombs. I was so curious. I was so fascinated about those.
There was like that movie before you give us the answer. Do you remember that movie where they straight away put the money bags from the bank into like submerge it into water to kill all the GPS devices?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, really?
But I mean, bank robberies are gone for sure? Like, who's robbing a bank nowadays?
Mm. It's probably much, easier trying to get fucking Nana and the Burbs to hand over a couple of hundy
on PayPal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, George, you're the closest. So the meaning to be caught doing something wrong, the history, the saying originated because of a law. If someone butchered an animal that didn't belong to him or her, he had to be caught with the animal's blood on his hands to be convicted. Being caught with freshly cut meat did not make the person guilty. So you could have a nice steak, but if you didn't have blood on your hands, you could keep the steak. But then there's no cow. The cow's gone missing. You've got a steak, but there's no blood. It's,
I like
caught red-handed, guys.
That's caught
red-handed.
What are we doing with our fancy dress for Friday? Have we made a decision?
Well, we've just sent out the email last night, so I reckon Wednesday we lock it in. Mm-hmm. Wednesday gives us two solid days. Wednesday 11 a.m. or should we wait till 4? 11 a.m. we could just lock it in.
We can do it at 11 a.m. Have a guess. We'll have enough by then.
We'll lock in the exact dress code. Or
So I wonder if we'll see a drop-off. Like a fancy theme or something like that.
Do you think we'll see... Like, I think dress-up parties divide people.
Mm-hmm.
You're either fully commit or, I mean, you just don't go. It's a great
punishment if you don't dress up?
Well, this is, I guess this is the risk, isn't it? This is where people don't enjoy
it. You need to be ruthless. If someone's
well,
not dressed
I think
up,
it's a wrong move not to dress up, but then that's fair game.
There's a waiting room. I wonder if George could be in the waiting room, like if we could have security at the room door. And so George has to check to make sure they're sort of in some form of costume.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Can you actually see in the waiting room, or is it just...
I don't know. We might have to set up two rooms.
I think we might.
So a pre-room, and then they get sort of brought into the bigger room. It's a lot of work.
Sounds like a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. Yeah. What if we just kick him out if they come in without one?
Well, I think they've got to go get something. How about they go, what did you put on your head in that video, Josh, when in the
LaCroix box?
Yeah, you got to go put some box on your head. You got to come back with, pizza shapes on your head or a milk carton. I don't know, something. You have to just get fancy if you've forgotten. I think it's... Because, from the shoulders up, you got to at least jazz it up. But we'll come back. We'll definitely lock that in on Wednesday.
Okay.
Pumped for that.
Admin-wise, I've also resurrected the book club.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, great.
I saw you using a Kindle. Mm-hmm. Did you have the hard copy or didn't come through?
No, I never got the hard copy. And so I was, I felt like I'd left it too late. So I've gone the Kindle. But no, yep. I was reading another book yesterday and I thought, this is ridiculous. Why am I reading another book? I'm a fucking president of a book club. I've told people about a book. Let's get our shit together. And so the book club is on. And so I was thinking the 25th, Saturday the 25th, to have the book club meeting, the Zoom call. But I'm also wary that with everyone's schedules changed, maybe a midweek thing is more possible. Like maybe a Wednesday is actually gives people something else to look forward to, you know?
Lunchtime.
Mm.
I mean, a lot of people have more time on their hands.
Yeah.
Where are you going? You're not traveling. You're not
definitely
going overseas.
Not.
No, I think it's... is anything good that has come from the advice trap?
I literally just started it this morning.
Oh, okay.
So it's early days. I mean, I think that... Too early.
So we just want to confirm that the book is The Advice Trap by Michael Bungay Stanier.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Great.
Great.
I wasn't sure if we fully communicated that.
So the thing is, George, is your mum's bookshop still open?
Yeah, they're doing deliveries, I think, pretty much only.
Okay, so if you're near the Byron area, you can get the book there.
If you're in the Byron Shire, they'll deliver for free the same day.
Right.
But if you're anywhere else in Australia, it's just normal postage.
And it's the
Grace bought it like a month ago. She hasn't even started.
Well, she probably hasn't. How do you know she hasn't started?
Yeah, she probably has. But maybe she was waiting for you to start.
How do you know she hasn't started?
As president. She told me.
Where?
It's on...
She didn't. Grace, have you started the book yet?
No, it's the time. It's 13 days
in. I don't think Grace is reading that
book. She wouldn't have.
No.
I feel like Sebs would know more than you, though, George.
Are you disappointed that I've been told stuff and you haven't?
No, but it's not true. That's why I thought it was funny. You're spinning shit.
Yeah, dodgy George. Is it true that the barista from your mum's bookshop is actually hand-delivering these books around the Shire?
Yeah, he will be, yeah. Marley. He'll be riding around on his bike. That'd be great.
Has he got a coffee machine, an espresso machine on his back? That'd be great, just a little battery powered one.
Obviously, no.
So, what are you excited for the book, Josh?
Look, I'm excited about I think that I'd been pushing back on the book because I was like, I didn't want to. With everything that was happening, it felt like it was a little bit like it's all obviously about leadership, and I associated it a lot with work. And so, what I'm excited about is framing it in the more sort of everyday listening, leading, rather than the context of a work environment.
Great.
I think it would be good.
I mean, that sounds exciting.
I don't have a Kindle.
The good thing is, I don't know. So I don't know whether this is good for the author or not, but if you go down the Kindle realm, I didn't do it, but if you're part of their Kindle program where it's like you pay $13 a month, the book is on the free... Like, it is free. I don't understand how that works. I guess it's like the Netflix of books.
I mean, it's Audible are offering the like a free credits one or something. Free
well, Audible do that with everything. If you sign up for Audible, your first book's free.
Yeah. So is it on? Have they got an audio version of it?
Why is that so funny, George?
I don't know. It just sounded a bit like a live read then.
Oh, sorry. I know you're sensitive about it. We won't talk. We'll shut that down.
Okay. No pain.
What about libraries? Could you, I think like libraries, was it Emma telling us about the using some sort of library app to hire books?
Yeah.
How do you get them? Where do they come to?
So they go on to your phone app. Yeah.
Oh,
are you
wow.
more comfortable with that, George?
That sounds good. Yeah. Libraries are great.
Yeah.
Get it, borrow it.
It's the Amazon thing that you have issues with.
Yeah.
Big business. Yeah. Doesn't get around big business. Hey, I was just reading...
Jack's asking in the chat, what's the book? It's called The Advice Trap by Michael Bungay Stanier. Emma says, yes, I use Borrowbox.
Grace says she hasn't started yet. She's waiting for you, Josh.
Okay. I've started today, so let's... Are you going to read it, Sebs? I mean, you just bought a Kindle.
Yeah, I should probably read it.
I think it'll be a great book. I don't have access to it. How could I access it?
Well, yeah, you just use your iPhone, the Kindle app on iPhone.
Oh, God.
You got an iPad?
Which iPhone?
I should have got the iPhone.
Which iPhone? 11
Pro. I should have got the Pro, bigger screen.
Now, you've got an iPad, though, don't you? Isn't that what Bodhi uses?
Yeah, fuck, I haven't plugged that thing in years. It's like one of the original ones. Do you think
it's like actually reading a book?
No, but I don't know if I... Yeah, maybe if I could... Yeah, it would feel the weight of a book. Do you think I could still access the app store?
Definitely. Yeah, it wouldn't require much at all.
Right, maybe I could do that then. I was just reading this, guys. The federal government now reckons all international travel might be off until 2021.
Whoa.
That's phenomenal.
Dude. Is that international, did you just say?
International travel. Like, you think about it, when you're at an airport, you fly through some Singapore or something, and you've got all these people who are transiting on to another destination, or like people just are from everywhere in one location. When's that happening? It doesn't seem like it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, even just seeing any film where there's a congregation of people, It's freaky. You're like, guys, stop. What are you doing? Kissing and hugging. It's a nightmare. Isn't that crazy to think?
Yeah.
That like kissing and hugging is going to sort of be a weird thing.
Yeah. I mean, what about, for single people? Do you need the test? Do you need a... Have you had the coronavirus test before I
make an STI
out with you?
Sort of thing? Is that common? Is like if you're starting to date someone, STI tests?
I mean, if you're a root rat, then maybe it's worth just doing the due diligence. But I mean, are you saying like you meet someone, you're like, yep, let's get you tested before we move.
Well, I have to feel like it has to come from the root rat.
It's a bit of a buzzkill. Does a root rat think they're a root rat?
Did you think you were a root rat?
Nah, I wasn't a root rat. Okay. No root rat. Not a root rat. Just a... I don't know what animal I was, but I was definitely not a rat, if that's what you're trying to call me. Nah.
It's the year of the
rat, George?
So.
Is it really?
Is it?
Yeah, it's the year of the rat.
Rats get a bad...
There you go.
They get a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bunch of animals that get bad raps.
Bats?
Rats are one of them. Bats are fucked. but maybe they're sweet. Maybe they're little sweeties. Like, in terms of the rats are clean. We think rats are dirty, right?
They're cleaner than mice, I believe.
How do you know that?
I just remember that I think my mum had a pet rat, and she said that they're actually cleaner than mice.
So, mice and rats are fastidiously clean animals, grooming themselves several times a day. In fact, rats and mice are less likely than dogs or cats to catch and transmit parasites and viruses. Fuck, I mean, and you let your dog sleep in your bed. I mean, not me personally, but I have in the past. It's, That's for long.
I mean, if it wasn't for rats, how many like vaccines and stuff would there not be potentially? Because they have to test all stuff. I suppose they just do it on a different animal.
Yeah. Emma, yes, George's mum's name is Kaz. She says, is George's mum's name Karen or do I just call her George's mum, writing her a note in the checkout? Ha ha.
Yes, it is
Kaz. That's great.
Kaz or Karen, up to you.
And just write fuck Amazon in it. She'll get
Don't do that. 20% discount if you do that.
And then say George said that.
Yeah.
George like said that.
I wonder the have you seen about the coronavirus? Apparently, like cats can get it, and so they don't know yet whether cats can pass it on to people.
That's annoying. I mean, I haven't been a fan of cats myself. I know you've got one, George. What's your pussy's name?
Spencer. Love him
Spencer.
To bits. There was a lot of cat stuff going on in the drinks the other night.
Friday
you guys
night,
missed
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Why, how I did saw I miss happening. It? How did we miss this? Is it in the actual chat? Fuck, it's hard to manage.
Yeah, I know.
The chat was going hard.
There was something like 100. There were more than like 100 messages in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just every time I looked at it, it was like 95 messages unread.
It was going off. Yeah.
Should we be spending more time in the chat? I just feel like it could be quite distracting.
Too hard.
Nah.
Way too hard.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's for the people that aren't muted. I mean, that are muted.
Are muted, yeah.
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 Okay.
Alexandra's just dropped a big bombshell. Rats did cause the bubonic plague.
I don't know about that plague. What did that? What's that plague?
Yeah.
How do you guys consider, George? I feel like you'd be good at.
I've just googled that rats may not be to blame for spreading the Black Death.
Oh, really?
Is this Black Plague?
Which
bubonic?
Yeah.
Oh God.
George, do you know much about history?
Not really, no.
Give more of a future guy, or what's your deal?
No, not really that either. I don't know much about anything.
You live in the now, do you?
Yeah, I live in the now.
No, not even.
Are you well educated in a certain area? Like, is there something that you'd know more than any of us?
Are you losing your core strength, Tommy? Because you're slowly moving further and further.
Yeah, I'm actually quite warm. I'm really warm. I feel good. George, is there anything that you're much, much more savvy on than us?
Yeah, what do you know, George? Impress us.
Australian comedy icons from the mid-2000s to now.
Really?
No, way more than you guys.
How many kids does Peter Hallier have?
I want to say 5.
Okay. What was the film that he made?
It was I Love You Too.
Who starred in it?
That guy, what was his name? Can't remember his name. Yeah, can't remember that guy's name. Do you know his name?
No.
Pete Hellier starred in it, obviously. And
yeah.
And the other guy, dark hair.
Peter Hallier like played a character on Skit House where he drank a certain drink to look popular. Which drink was it?
Oh, that's a great one. Was it?
It's very easy.
Was it beer?
Yes.
It was. And he kept sculling it and pouring it on it.
Yeah, I'm loving this. It's like 97 on Friday night drinks. Oh, actually, I could get around this gin.
Yeah. These are good questions.
Another question for George. They were great. I'd like
seeing him. Sort of name 3 people from the comedy company.
From the comedy company.
It's that's not 2000.
That's too old.
That's prior.
Maybe 3 people from Working Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go. You asked the question.
Glenn Robbins.
Yes.
Oh no!
You know this.
I've gone blank.
Starts Come on, S. mate.
Think of soccer.
I've gone blank. Chilara.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
Santo.
There's 2. And,
oh, this did is, you say, this is awful.
Who did you say first?
Glenn Robbins.
Glenn Robbins.
Russell Coit.
Oh, come on, mate. You got this.
Russell Coit.
Santo Chilaro and
this is your specialty.
What about... come on, mate.
I've gone blank.
What about the guy that does happen to you, doesn't it?
Tom Gleason. Not Tom Gleason. Tom Gleisner. Tom Gleisner.
Is he the one that hosts...
That's embarrassing.
Have you been paying attention?
Mm-hmm. There's also the brothers...
Is Amanda in there?
Name five comedians that were on Thank God You're Here.
That's a good one. Jane Kennedy.
Akmal Saleh. Hamish Blake. Frank Woodley. Ed Cavalli. Mm-hmm. Does he count? He was cast.
Yeah, he counts.
And Hughesy.
Yeah.
He probably did there. One.
Okay, I've got a book here. Mum Had a Kingswood was the memoir of which comedian?
Don't know.
Rosso.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a bit of work to do.
I do.
You did better than I would have.
Anything else you know, George, or think you know?
No, that's it. That's it.
What about Premiere Pro shortcuts? What's your favourite?
Well, I've customised all mine, so I probably don't know the details.
What are some good ones? What would you change them to?
All right. Well, add... this is boring.
No, this is good.
People. No, go on.
No, this is good. Like, the people are loving it. We've dropped a couple of live viewers, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, my favourites are cut or add edit. Just make that C. I've changed my J, K and L to F, D and S. So I use my left hand.
Okay.
And what else? Oh, E.
How do you ripple delete?
Nudge the clip up. Ripple delete. It's just...
You're using Q and W or?
Shift delete. No, I don't use Shift W.
Okay. I use Shift A for making a cut, but maybe that's a good one. Maybe I don't need to be doing using the Shift.
And the A. No, I just go one.
Yeah, well, you've got me on that as well now. I'm using your shortcut, Shift A, for cuts.
Shift A is so hard.
George, I like the idea of just being a one
button key.
Yeah, one button. No, that's really fun.
George, do you get excited about editing?
I do. I love it. I love it when you're on a roll and you know exactly what's going to happen and you just start, your heart rate starts going a bit because you're excited. Mm. But I hate it when it's draining. And it's like you've spent a week doing something that, it's just killing you and you're not into it.
What was your heart rate during Georgie Boy's Hump Day replay? What do you reckon you peaked at?
Well, it was good at about midday. Mm-hmm. And then when I tried to do my humps, then it went bad. And had about an hour to just redo the whole thing with the new music and stuff. But then it was all good. I actually like the music. I might keep the music as like a consistent... That could be like the theme.
People are loving the tech chat. Grace says, tech chat, love it. Jem Watts has joined. G'day, Queen Gronk. Ian says, is this a lunch and learn session? We could get around... We could each teach something. If we were to teach something... So if we did... once a week, one of us had to teach something and we had to commit right now to what that was. George, what would you make your session? It has to go for about 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
What, you think is that short or long?
I guess you got to start planning it out then, I reckon, like a little syllabus sort of thing so you know what you're going to talk through.
But so if we can sort of start with a title... It's a bit like the comedy festival. You need to dial in the title and the photo and the bio before you have all the content. What does it look like, do you think? Sell it in.
Deconstructing Chris Lilley's characters from We Can Be Heroes.
Okay, I love that.
45 minutes on that.
I like that.
That's very good. That's going to be a great one. In fact, it feels like Chris Lilley... Don't you think the tide's turned? Like, I feel like there's a bunch of people who love hating on Chris Lilley nowadays. It's become a thing. I don't understand. Like, I think he's...
I don't understand it.
I think he's hilarious.
He's great.
He's the best.
Yeah.
And what are they hating on?
Are they just his cultural appropriate, like, all, you know, all that stuff. Which I feel like at the time, no, I don't know.
Sev's watch.
Yeah,
he's a fucking comedian. He's just finding humor in something.
Sev's, yeah. What's your lunch and learn?
Jem in the comments said Sev's could teach us how to make the perfect green smoothie.
Oh yeah,
great.
So that
idea.
Could be one. Yeah. The other,
I don't know. You'd have to bloody pat it out for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
You could actually. I mean, no, you know what? If you actually cleaned your smoothie machine after, it might tap it out to 45.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, and put away all the stuff. Yeah. What would I do? It'd be tech related, maybe. Oh yeah, you could talk 40. You could talk 45 minutes on. Yeah, I could talk 45 minutes on like bunch of like the internet stuff around like encryption and VPNs and DNS and.
That's good.
Just real entertaining stuff.
God. Do you remember your catch cry in LA was "Real men eat ass"? I was just thinking about that.
My catch cry. Yeah,
I'm pretty for sure a guy who loves VPNs and fucking all that sort of stuff, it's pretty funny. You were running around LA, fucking screaming that out. It's funny.
I was running.
TJ, okay. What would yours be?
That's a great one. I could do building a fire. So like all the different types. So you TP, got your sort of like cross stitch one. Yeah, I've got lots of different ways, and we could. Build out how to do the paper.
Grace has just said in the chat, OMG, I'm so excited. I don't know what that was referring to, but I think it was. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd actually love to learn how to make a fire because I'm shit at making fires.
You couldn't do it?
No, I can't do it. No.
Oh, I have faith in you. You could, George. If you can edit like you do, you could find the same
impatient.
Approach and...
Just
really?
Chuck heaps of paper in it. Yeah, just fill it up with paper, get it real smoky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems
See, I'm
like
so impatient, I don't put the paper in. I feel like you have to be patient to put the paper in. No?
Yeah, it's hard to get a fire going with zero paper, unless you had like some kind of, you know, straw or something.
Did you want to borrow my leaves. Book, TJ?
What for?
Well, it's all about, like, it's got all the fire stuff baked in, or do you feel like you're sort of... You've got it
on. I think I've been playing with fire since I was very, very young.
Maybe myself. You could do arson. I feel like 101.
Yeah, arson 101.
How to burn down your teacher's shed. Three easy steps. And make it look like Carol did it.
Arson.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Oh, Grace, by the way, in the comments has just said she was saying she's excited for Gemma dancing with Mr. G, not my catch cry. Real okay. Men eat ass.
Okay, yeah. No, good.
Bad timing. What were you going to say, George?
You know how there's a new Tiger King episode that came out on Netflix?
No.
Don't yeah, I watched it. It's great.
Don't watch it. Did you watch it?
No, it's great. I loved it.
I turned it off.
Did it come out yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
It's a Zoom call.
Yeah, but I broke it down a bit.
VMix.
I think what they've done is, they're all wearing AirPods. I think the premise is that you're in isolation, so everyone's sort of at home anyway. And I reckon they sent out iPhone 11s or something similar to all of these people around the world, or you know, some are in America. There's one guy over in the Netherlands, and got them to set it up, and then they've done a call. But I thought it was quite clever. They all had their AirPods in and the audio was pretty good. And it was, what's his name? What's that guy's name? The comedian that was hosting it. George.
Oh, really?
Surely. Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't even give it a
comedian.
Chance.
You did. I mean, it's interesting. You're hearing about, like, you hear the guy who watched that dude kill himself by accident.
Oh, right.
He's
yeah, that would be heavy.
About,
wait, he killed himself by accident?
About that. Well, he didn't.
John McHale was the comedian, the person hosting John, it.
I thought he killed himself on purpose. That's news to me. So was he being funny?
No, he never did it on purpose.
Okay.
No, he never did it on purpose.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I thought well, he 100%. In the documentary, I didn't think that either. So in the documentary, he said to him, don't point that gun at me. And the guy says, it won't fire it doesn't have a cartridge in it and these guns don't fire without a cartridge. And he goes, look, and puts it to his head, pulls the trigger, and it killed him. Yeah. And he didn't realize he was doing it.
I thought
that's exactly really what happened.
The way that they set it up was he committed suicide. That was such because he went down like, yes, oh, that was definitely a setup for committing suicide. Like, he's getting all sad and like just going into a big.
Yeah. Do you not think it's like the whole suicide by cop thing? Like, you know, people. He was doing something very silly. Like Steve Martin silly.
Yeah, I thought he was doing something really silly. That's all I took from it. I know what you mean. The narrative they were spinning was like the. He was sad and whatever. It was all very sad. Just the whole fucking. The whole Tiger Park was sad. But, no, and he reiterates in it. He's like, he wasn't trying to kill himself. He literally, he said he was looking him in the eyes when he did it. And you could, and he said, you can tell that there was a moment where he's like, oh, fuck. Like, for a split second after he did it, he's like, oh, no. It's horrible. Jeez. It was really dark.
Okay.
But it's quite fun. It's quite funny, the hosting of it. He's quite, John McKay. What's his name? John McKay?
Joel McHale.
But did you see Brad Blanks did a great interview with the Rick guy?
Yeah, he's in it too, Rick. He's funny. Yeah. They're all so famous now. Like, they all can't, like, they go to Walmart, they just stopped. He's, even in the pandemic, that people are wanting to take photos with them. So they want to get close and give him a hug. And he's over in the Netherlands, I think.
Norway.
Norway. Isn't that not the Netherlands? That's not the Netherlands?
No.
No, it's not the Netherlands. Anyway, when
someone asks a question, like, it's like catches you off guard. It's like, fuck, maybe Norway is in the Netherlands.
Anyway, he's getting stopped over there from this doco.
Yeah.
It's
bizarre. And he's absolutely loving it. He also says that if Joe Exotic had done what he'd told him to do, Joe would be really, really famous, but he would not be in jail. He could be like Steve Irwin.
It's all dead. A bit weird, dude.
Dead, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Jesus. Oh. Right, George.
Sorry.
who? Sorry, Steve. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry, Steve.
All right, boys. I got to go pick up.
Yeah, I think that you've sort of fucked.
Yeah, we'll just end it on that. Yeah.
All right. It's a daily talk show. Enjoy the Facebook group that we've got set up. It's if you go onto Facebook and you search The Daily Talk Show, there is a group. You just have to answer the question, who is Queen Gronk? It's Jem, obviously. And, join in. We're trying to get convos happening. The Gronks have actually done a better job than we have in actually populating it with things. But I think that's it's a good place to sort of kick on every day. Yeah, great.
It seems to be on fire in the comments too on YouTube where we're live streaming this.
Yeah, it's great.
Butterbean's at it again.
Yeah. Grace says, that's heavy, George.
Sorry, Grace. It was right there for me to say. I should have kept my mouth shut. But
sort of a guy that likes Chris Lilley, hey? Just a bit off. All right, we'll see you at 4 p.m., guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.